Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about shadow people. That's correct, shadow people. Now, before I get into the content, though, I just want to apologize. I've been sick the last couple days. I haven't been able to post anything, but I really wanted to get something up for Christmas. So this article comes to us from listverse.com. The title says, 10 Bizarre Theories That Suggest Shadow People Might Be Real. The article's by Marcus Louth. It says, accounts of the shadow people are some of the most chilling and outrageous of all strange phenomena. Perhaps not least is that no one appears to know exactly what they are, where they come from, or why, yet sightings of them continue to be reported around the world, and what's more, they appear to be increasing. Of course, we should take most of the suggestions on our upcoming list with a large pinch of salt. However, they are intriguing nonetheless, and very much worthy of our consideration, if only on a temporary basis. But who or what are the shadow people? Well, that is where we will start our list. And then it begins with this paragraph. It says, the shadow people are essentially exactly what their name describes. A human-shaped shadow that people often see, usually from the corner of their eye for a brief second. They then disappear as quickly as they were noticed. These figures are often seen for a period of several days or weeks before incidents usually begin to escalate. This sometimes results in the shadow person rushing toward them before disappearing at the last moment. Or in extreme cases, a person might wake to find the shadow person sitting on or pressing their chest. Some people even speak of these shadow entities trying to choke them. This is something that we hear about with the old hag apparition, or the old hag shadow person actually being on top of somebody trying to suffocate them. Shadow people are perhaps the thing of urban legend to most of us. However, the number of people who claim to have seen these strange entities is not to be taken lightly. There might one day be a rational explanation for the strange creatures. At the moment, though, they remain a complete mystery. There are, however, several potential and speculative explanations for just what the shadow people might be. It says, one theory is they're actually ghosts. Perhaps the most obvious explanation is that what people are seeing is a ghost or a spirit. And this is perhaps one of the most palpable answers to those in paranormal circles. And many sightings of shadow people often occur alongside a whole host of other paranormal activities. The claims of these mysterious entities actually being ghosts are perhaps more credible than we might think, especially when we note that some sightings speak of these shadowy figures not being a complete figure. For example, only the head and shoulders might be visible, or even just the legs. Many people who report seeing ghosts also speak of how the apparition was not a complete form of the person. They instead often describe a partial view, the head or the shoulders, for example. Of course, anything that is unexplained and mysterious often falls into the box labeled ghost, so it should not surprise us that the connection to such entities from the other side is made. There's also, though, another popular theory. Now, I just point out that I've seen some of these paranormal investigators on YouTube where they've seen shadow people. And they pointed out that the temperature doesn't drop with the shadow people. They said when you see a ghost, invariably the temperature of the surrounding area, the room drops. With the shadow people, you don't see that temperature drop. So that tells me something's going on there. Number 8, they are aliens using advanced cloaking technology. It says, okay, those who are regular readers of my list will be waiting for this one, so let's get it out of the way early. According to some researchers, the shadow people are aliens, and what's more, they are using some type of advanced cloaking technology. Of course, many people find the idea of aliens to be silly in itself, much less having aliens using such technology to make themselves invisible. We should note, though, the claims of many people who have suffered alleged alien abduction, many often recall seeing the strange shadow creatures in the weeks leading up to or after the abduction. It's almost like they're doing some sort of pre-op, post-op reconnaissance there. These shadow people showing up before and after the abduction. On some occasions, these shadowy entities have even been captured on video. Incidentally, the notion of making oneself invisible is a stuff of science fiction to most people. However, as we still discover a little later on our list, some scientists suggest similar ideas regarding invisibility. If invisibility was something that could be achieved, the results would likely be similar to the description of shadow people from around the world. Number 7, shadow people are the result of astral projection. Now, this says another suggestion from some researchers is that shadow people are actually the result of people astral projecting. Essentially, the shadow is the essence of their energy, or to put it another way, their soul. As crazy as the idea might sound to most of us, astral projection is something that many people claim to be able to achieve. And what's more, these claims have been around for decades, if not centuries. So might it make a certain amount of sense? Let's assume a person, or the energetic essence of that person, was able to leave their body. Might they leave behind a shadow or themselves as they did so? Like the idea of ghosts and aliens, most will dismiss the notion of astral projection outright. However, many mainstream scientists have carried out in-depth research on the subject. And what's more, the findings, while most conclusive, certainly suggest there might be more to the idea than many people might think. Of course, whether astral projection and the shadow people are connected is a debate in itself. Number 6, hypnagogia. This is walking, sleep, or sleep paralysis is what we're really thinking of. Perhaps the most rational explanation is that sightings of the people are simply hypnagogia, or sleep paralysis. This is essentially when a person wakes up, but the body and brain remain asleep. This often results in seeing imagined things, and quite often, in this position, a person can't move. Indeed, many people feel completely paralyzed for several seconds. Some people, though, believe they can see things that aren't there. In our contemporary era, this would appear to be the shadow people, and these are perhaps created purely in a person's panicked mind. Perhaps in these moments, simply due to them having read about them, they can then recall them in such a moment of panic. We should note that stories in the Middle Ages, for example, often spoke of demonic entities. These demons would sit upon a person's chest, waking them in the middle of the night. Of course, belief in such demons was particularly rife during these times, and that might explain why so many reports were made in that bygone age. Also, it could explain why sightings of shadow people are high in our modern age. Certainly, though, having sleep paralysis is a very uncomfortable thing to have to experience. Number 5 says remote viewing experiments. Another idea that many people dismiss with little research is the notion of remote viewing. Like astral projections, this is essentially where a person leaves their body, and what's more, they are able to travel great distances and view what they are seeing. This is an area that has been extensively studied by intelligence agencies, and it would appear these weren't beyond just leaving one's body, and it would appear these went beyond just leaving one's body to view the room next door. Some experiments, at least according to leaked documents, have seen people remote view entire other planets. And we know this from, as I said, leaked documents. It appears as though our government was funding remote viewing all at the same time that they're telling us that none of this exists. According to some, the sightings of shadow people are likely to be the essence of those who were conducting remote viewing. Of course, if there is any truth to this, then the people who claim to see these strange figures might wish to ask themselves why someone would wish to remote view them in the first place. Now, I'm trying to think of a podcast we did a few days ago about the fellow who was remote viewing on the moon, and he said, "They see me." And you wonder, well, maybe this was the case. They were seeing this shadow person created by his remote viewing activity, possibly. Number 4, a real product of the human mind. It says, perhaps the most likely explanation, when all is said and done, is that the shadow people are nothing more than the product of the human mind, and there are various branch-offs from this idea alone. The first consideration would be that sightings of shadow people are simply people seeing things that aren't there, perhaps due to stress, sleep deprivation, anxiety, or all the above. It also noted that many people who suffer from drug addiction might see shadow people. This is particularly the case with drugs such as uppers, which essentially keep people awake. In part, this explanation comes down to exhaustion, as well as the consequences of a drug-addled mind. Of course, perhaps the simplest explanation is that people simply confuse shadows for figures. For example, let's imagine someone lying in bed in the dark. Shadows in the room might quickly take on a different form than they would in the light. Now, this one here is from number 3. It says, evidence of entities from another dimension. I think this kind of goes along with the whole notion of aliens. Rather than aliens or ghosts, some researchers have suggested that these shadow people are actually very much human, only they were coming here from another dimension. It is a suggestion that is perhaps even more ambiguous than ghosts or aliens, and perhaps it is certainly one that might make us ask some intriguing questions about the nature of our reality. Of course, why these entities from other dimensions might be visiting ours in the first place is a question itself. Might they indeed be far more advanced than us and are coming here to study us for reasons currently unknown? All possibilities are on the table until an explanation comes to light, as we will discuss a little further into our last point. Though many mainstream scientists are seriously examining the reality of other dimensions, perhaps the shadow people will one day prove to be our consequences of these other realms. Well, that's a thought. A lot of people believe in the multiverse and multi-dimensional universes. Now, there's number 2, they are actually invisible people. We mentioned above on our list that the notion that some people believe the shadow people to be aliens, and what's more, they are making use of advanced cloaking technology to make them invisible. An idea that sounds like pure nonsense to some, even to many who believe in the possibility that aliens exist. However, modern science suggests that should an invisibility cloak exist, it might not leave someone completely unseen. They might instead have a shadowy presence. Basically, they would likely appear in a similar way to those who claim to have seen the shadow people. Of course, scientists are confident that they are close to overcoming this issue, and they just might achieve complete invisibility in the near future. For now, however, it is the claims of some that shadow people are actually the results of experimental cloaking technology, possibly by the intelligence agencies. Of course, it is a theory that most dismiss outright. Well, you have to ask yourself, are these guys really creeping around somebody's bedroom? I mean, wouldn't that be an awful lot of work to test that out? Here we go with evidence of an overlapping universe. It says, maybe one of the most bizarre suggestions is that the shadow people are the result of an overlapping universe, and that these shadowy figures are very real people who exist in their own dimensions or realm. This differs from the idea of entities from another dimension that we examined earlier. These sightings of shadow people are not a case of these creatures entering our realm of existence purposely. They are instead a case of clashing of universes. This is what I think sometimes about the UFO sightings we have. It's almost like they're accidentally bumping into our dimension, our universe. It says, this might sound crazy at first. We should perhaps consider, though, that some scientists in the mainstream are looking at the idea of multiple universes as well as other dimensions that might exist all around us. And what's more, these other universes might on occasion crash into each other. Some have suggested that such feelings as deja vu might be explained by these theories. It is certainly an intriguing thought. It might be proven to be accurate one day. For the time being, though, all suggestions, guesses, and speculations and theories remain on the table. I thought that was a pretty well-written article, really, about shadow people. So Merry Christmas. I hope you're doing well this Christmas weekend. Until next time, this is UFO Warning. Over and out.